In our way back, we see the gas stations, and we like we passing like four gas stations. In that four gas station, we see which one is cheaper.
It's 4:30 on a Friday morning. Raul Rodriguez drives his taco truck down Queens Boulevard. You can barely see the 7-Eleven sign through the truck's drenched window. The gas prices loom high overhead. $4.10 for regular.
It's like every year it goes up and down.
Although they're filling up in Sunnyside tonight, Rodriguez and his crew often head to Astoria, a few miles away, to cruise for cheap gas prices. Rodriguez runs back to his truck after paying the cashier. Gas prices are a lot higher than when he moved to New York from Mexico in 1989.
We still make some money, but if it gets more expensive, that's it. For us, I don't know what we're gonna do.
Rodriguez says that he spends about $300 a week on gas. Some goes to his van, which he uses to pick up meat and produce. Another portion is set aside for the kitchen's generator. The taco truck itself, a 1980 Chevy step-down, takes the rest. Luckily, it only uses gas when Rodriguez makes the trip from his home in Jamaica, Queens, to the truck's spot in Sunnyside. Greg Laskowski is the senior petroleum analyst for GasBuddy.com. He says that Rodriguez's plight is a common one these days.
So many sectors of the economy are impacted by fuel prices, whether it's the price of a loaf of bread or a gallon of milk or whatever you're talking about. Sooner or later, you're going to see those prices go up to reflect the increase.
Rodriguez agrees.
It's not only the gas. We pay the meat, we pay the vegetables, we pay the guys who help us.
The sun will be up soon. Rodriguez puts the gas receipt in his pocket and heads home. A few miles away, Kim Ima rolls her treats truck into its spot in Chelsea. She's here every Wednesday. The locals plan on it. Within minutes, they're at her window, ordering brownies, cookies, and cupcakes. Ima says she doesn't really pay attention to the price of gas. Her truck, aptly named Sugar, runs on compressed natural gas, or CNG. She says filling up with the gas is like putting air in your tires. It's light on Sugar's tank and Ima's wallet. One time, she says, she went to fill up at a CNG station when something unthinkable happened.
And they said, sure, and then didn't even bother to charge me because they just didn't think it mattered, which I don't think would happen with normal gasoline.
Filling up with CNG may be cheaper, but it's also a little harder to find. In fact, the only place you can get CNG without a member account is LaGuardia Airport. But Ima is signed up with Con Edison and gets her CNG from a nearby station in Manhattan.
My monthly bill runs somewhere between like $230 to like $300. That's not that much money in terms of gas, because I know a lot of other types of trucks, like ice cream trucks, where they may put in $50 or $60 a day.
Ima bakes her treats in Red Hook and then drives into Manhattan. In all, she's on the road about 3 hours a day. She fills up every 2 or 3 days when her tank is half empty. Like Rodriguez, she worries about the cost of commodities. She's always up to date on dairy prices.
Actually, butter is my stock market, and I watched every week. I buy so much butter, and you'll go and you'll see the price, you know, like the way the price goes up for butter.
That is carrot cake. You want a sample?
In Brooklyn, food truck owner Liz Courtney has thought of another way to save on gas. Her truck, Snap, is set to open in June. It will run on the peanut oil used to cook its staple menu item, the Chicago-style hot dog, a food Courtney grew up on back in the Midwest. When creating Snap's menu, hot dogs led to hamburgers, and hamburgers led to French fries.
And if you're going to sell French fries, you're going to have a big vat of oil in your truck. That led us thinking about, okay, well, what can we do with this?
Tri-State Biodiesel will collect Snap's cooking oil, filter it, and blend it with diesel. They'll then sell it back to Snap. She also sources local ingredients. This means businesses who deliver to Snap save money on gas, too.
Well, we just want to keep things really streamlined and really fresh, and it'll cut down not just on the amount of gas that we have to spend driving around town, but the amount of gas that gets spent on the supplier side as well.
If that bit of enterprise alone doesn't promote Snap, Courtney has a lure no one can resist.
I think we're going to drive around, and instead of smelling like diesel fumes, we'll smell like French fries.
Beef taco?
Adam Warner, Sunnyside, Queens.
Here you go, boss.